You know, I think the biggest thing was just staying with the game plan. You know, they made plays and we didn't at the later in that first half, and we just had to stay with what we knew we could do, and just kind of execute better and stay out of some of those third and long situations. But yeah, the Cowboys made some plays there in the first half, and we knew we left some out on the field.
In the first touchdown drive of the second half, you guys ran five times versus three passes. Next drive, he came out, ran it twice, and Jay had the big long run. Was going a little more balanced at that, just kind of start to help the offense get motoring?
Yeah, I think the O-line came out kind of angry, and you know, we just kind of relied on those big boys up front and the three backs that we have, really four, Kenyon too, making a couple plays. We can just kind of ride those guys when we need to, especially when we feel that we're kind of wearing down their D-line. So, I mean, they made my job easy today.
What does it say about this football team for you guys to win like you did? And you guys didn't really play, you know, your best first half.
I think it just shows we're resilient. You know, I think we knew coming into the locker room at halftime, we left a lot out there. You know, I think we knew that we were much better than that, and we just had to go execute. And I think it just shows that we have a lot of belief in each other, and we can get the job done, you know, whenever, wherever.
Not having something said or with adjustments made at halftime to kind of ignite you guys in the second half?
No, it really wasn't anything big or crazy. Like I said, we just kind of came out, and once we kind of got the run game going a little bit, we just kind of relied on that. But, yeah, we knew we had a great game plan. We just had to stay with it. And like I said, we left some plays out there in the first half. We just had to make them the second half.
Does not having a kicker change the offensive game plan at all and how you approach?
Just means we go for two more, I guess. No, I mean, that didn't really change the game plan. Obviously, we would have went for it on fourth down a couple more times when we got down in there, but those situations never really came up.
How important was that first, converting that first two-point conversion? I mean, it was only 13-9 at that point.
Yeah.
And was that a play you guys had practiced this week prior? And how can you explain us the execution?
Yeah, we've had that one in for a while. And, you know, just kind of reading a bunch of guys and shifting out there like that. And those guys out wide just kind of did the rest, made it easy for me again.
You were in the trainer's table at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
Were you going through concussion protocol?
Yeah, and we were fine. It was just back of the neck, and I was just trying to speed it up and get out of there as quick as I could.
Carson, how would you describe Dak Prescott's play today?
Honestly, I don't really watch a whole lot. I'm busy looking at the surface the whole time. I don't even know what happened on Nigel's touchdown. You know, I just see the end result, so I have no really comment on that.
What were some of the struggles throughout those five series offensively and throwing the ball for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I missed some. I wasn't on the same page on a couple of them. They made good plays on defense as well, and we just kind of weren't clicking. We didn't really have our mojo going there, but we got back on in the second half.
For the way you guys are playing, do you still feel like your best football is ahead of you guys?
Without a doubt. You know, without a doubt, I think, especially, like I said, the way we left a lot of plays out there in the first half, we definitely feel like we have our best games ahead of us.
We won a lot in college, but is this the most fun you have ever had as a football player?
We're having a blast, I'll tell you that. We're having a blast. I love winning. I love winning this league, and I love doing it with these boys.
The third and one call, we went to Selleck. What were you seeing there? Was that something you checked out of?
Yeah, that was a design play for Selleck, just to kind of sneak backside there. Coach made a great call, and you know, it was a great play design, and he was wide open and did the rest.
How much pressure does it put on the offense when you know you don't have a kicker and you have to go for two every time?
You know, I don't even know if everyone on offense knew right away. I was in the know, but I don't even think everyone knew, so... is what it is. You know, we executed, I thought, pretty well on those two-point plays, and you know, that's why you have a lot of those plays dialed up. And it's one of those things. It just kind of is what it is. You don't think too much about it.
You have enough of them. Who told you? What was the conversation? When did you find out that Jake was coming out?
Coach Peterson told me, like, right when Jake went back. And so I was just like, all right, you know, there's what do you really do in those situations? So it just meant, like I said, we were going to go for it on fourth down in some low red situations and go for two.
Fourth down, when you completed the touchdown pass to Alshon, I mean, you knew you guys were going for it on fourth down the whole time there and everything.
Yep.
Like, what did you see on the play to Alshon?
Yeah, Alshon did a great job. You know, the way they were playing man coverage there, and he just kind of bent it behind the guy right in front of the safety. That was just all him. He got physical and was able to get in there, and I gave him a shot. I thought he did a great job.
Things ended here last time you were in Dallas. Was that a motivating factor for you guys at all? talked about it?
You know, maybe a little bit, but at the end of the day, you know, we have enough motivation playing in a divisional rival like this coming down here. We have plenty of motivation enough just from this season alone.
Coach, what were they doing with Zach Ertz? He wasn't as involved in the game as normal.
Yeah, again, that's just kind of the way our offense is designed. Anybody every week, anybody any week can really step up and be that guy. And the way we can just be flexible and spread the ball around, I think, is what makes us hard to defend. And, you know, I don't think they did anything crazy or did anything different. That's just the way it went tonight.
Was there anything sent in the locker room at halftime to kind of get you guys going in the second half?
You know, not really. Like I said, I think everyone was just kind of frustrated that we left so much out there. You know, the defense was really keeping us in it. Offensively, we were struggling, but we knew we were right there on a lot of those plays. We just had to execute. So we just kind of said, hey, just stay with the plan. And it started clicking the second half.
And have four running backs that involved in a game, it seems pretty rare. I mean, is that what you expected coming into this?
For sure. I mean, those guys all kind of bring a different skill set, and they do such a good job. And the big boys up front kind of lead the way with that. And Kenyon in the passing game and can do some other things out of the backfield, so we can really spread those guys out and use them at what they're best at. And like I keep saying, they make my job a heck of a lot easier.
On that hit that you absorbed on the pass to Nelson Agholor in the first quarter, did that stay with you for a while? Is that something that you had to shake off?
Yeah, I was fine. You know, I didn't really think much about it. I was more just mad that I didn't make the throw.
Are we seeing you and Alshon with each week just starting to develop that chemistry that maybe it took a year for you and Zach and Nelson to get to?
Yeah, I mean, Alshon and I, you know, I thought we've had really good chemistry, you know, all the way through the season, you know, even in training camp. But anytime you get more reps out in the game situation, you know, you can just really trust each other more and more. And, yeah, like you said, I think it's showing on game days.
Carson, what's the outlook now? I mean, the rest of the division is at 500 or under, six games to go.
Yep. Yeah, we don't really think about all of that. We just think we got the Bears next week. You know, that's really, at the end of the day, what it's all about. And so hopefully we can just keep this thing rolling. Thanks, guys.